The U.S. is drawing down in Iraq from 5,200 troops to 3,500. It's part of a plan developed with the Iraqi government to hand over security responsibility to Iraqi forces. But the country faces larger challenges that a new U.S.-backed prime minister is struggling to solve. Nick Schifrin reports.
In life, Raham Yacoub led a clarion cry of Iraqi protest. She opened a woman-only gym and advocated female empowerment, and she campaigned against Iranian-backed militias. In death, she was a symbol of those militias' strength and of government weakness.
We are still in shock. We didn't expect this. It is really a state of horror.
Her murder last month helped spark protests in her hometown Basra. Demonstrators torched the local parliament, furious the government couldn't keep them safe. Iraqi security forces responded with live gunfire. In 10 months, they've killed more than 500 protesters. Those protests condemn not only insecurity, but also economic calamity, a lack of jobs, basic services, and smothering government corruption.
Each government comes, gives us hope, and says it will honor our rights. But until now, even, our demands are still not being met. We don't have anything.
In Basra, Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi fired the police and intelligence chiefs and ordered an investigation.
This is a new government that is working to establish the prerequisites of security. Its goal is to establish security and prevent crime.
But he has struggled to de-arm Shia militias likely responsible for the Basra assassinations. The U.S. is reducing troop levels and transferring bases to Iraqi control, saying the Iraqi military is more capable. But the main challenge is governance. Khatami, who is U.S.-backed, has positioned himself as a reformer since becoming prime minister in May. But he inherited crises of security, economy, and leadership all at once.
And I'm joined now by Ali Alawi, the finance minister of Iraq. Mr. Minister, welcome to the NewsHour. It seems like your job is massive. One expert described it this way: you have to deregulate, decorrupt, and demilitia. What is the size of that challenge?
Well, it is actually quite a large challenge, I think a very serious challenge, but we have to do what one must, given the, you know, the circumstances of the country.
And we saw this horrific blast in Beirut recently, really caused by negligence and apathy of the government for many years. And some of the observers I talked to about Iraq fear that there's a paralysis in some of the government and that major changes aren't happening, just like in Lebanon. Do you see the Beirut explosion as some kind of cautionary tale?
It is. I mean, it shows you what happens when a state becomes hollowed out. We have not yet reached the same level. We're not very far from it. We have to reassert the authority of the government, and not to allow the state to become basically an instrument of extraneous parties who then use it to derive advantage and benefits from it. The diversion of state resources for illicit purposes. If we don't take remedial measures soon, the process that might have gone too far. We have to take very important and very radical measures soon.
Let's look at the region and relations with Iran. Is it possible for Iran to play a constructive security role in Iraq when it funds and staffs militias that are loyal or sometimes controlled by Iran?
We think that Iran's involvement in the past in certain times has been problematic. And in as much as they are responsible for and sustaining some of the more out-of-control militias, I think they will need to change and recalibrate their engagement with these entities. So I think that Iran is beginning to recognize that the way that it interacts and engages with Iraq sometimes through these militias needs to be changed. And I think they will move in that direction.
Let's talk about the U.S. role in that effort. As you said, the prime minister talks about trying to reform those militias. He talks often about improving government, reforming the bureaucracy. Is the U.S. helping enough with those efforts?
The United States has pulled back from many areas in which it has been active, it had been active before. And now it appears to limits its engagement, and to mainly in the area of providing support to the Iraqi security forces. We also would like to see the U.S. reaffirm or expand this engagement to include sectors which it's not active now as it was in the past. For example, in the economy, helping us to reform and restructure. We're not really looking for additional financial contributions or investments from the U.S. government, but we want to see the United States stand behind us in various international forums and to support us as we proceed along this path.
Ali Alawi, the finance minister of Iraq, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.